This is Monty Hall, NBC Sports, with another up-to-the-minute summary and a direct report from Rome on the 1960 Summer Olympics, brought to you by Sylvania, world-famous maker of reflection-free television and of radio, stereo high-fidelity, and photo flash bulbs. America's rower, swimmers, and basketball team excelled today and helped to offset United States' disasters in track and field, disasters which saw John Thomas lose to two Russians in the high jump and Germany's Armin Harry win the 100-meter dash in a photo finish with Dave Sim. American rowers qualified in five straight events. Chris von Salza swam to an Olympic record in winning the women's 400-meter freestyle, while the U.S. men's teams set world records in capturing the 400-meter and 800-meter relays. The American basketball team routed Yugoslavia 104-42, while light heavyweight Cassius Clay of Louisville beat a Russian in boxing. And speaking of the ring, Olympic shot put champ Bill Nieder said today that he wants to become heavyweight champion of the world, and the sooner he meets Floyd Patterson, the better. In one moment, a report from Rome on a semifinal of the 800-meter run. That report from Jim Simpson of NBC's Olympic team. Now, for the first time, from Sylvania, you can enjoy a big squared screen picture without mirror-like reflections, whether you're enjoying your TV inside or out on the porch or patio. And in most areas, you can enjoy reflection-free TV for under $200. The secret behind Sylvania's reflection-free TV is a shatterproof safety screen with a reflection-free satin finish that's bonded right to the face of the picture tube. This not only eliminates mirror-like reflections, but also lets you see a brighter, sharper, truer picture. So hurry, see Sylvania's amazing new reflection-free TV this week. Most Sylvania dealers will give you a complimentary bottle of My Sin Perfume by Lanvin when you do.
This is Jim Simpson of the Summer Olympics in Rome. And there's the gun to sound the start of the 800-meter semifinal, the second of this afternoon, containing two American hopefuls, Cunliffe of the United States and Siebert of the United States. Also in this race, Snell of New Zealand, Schmidt of Germany, Mohns of Belgium, who is the world record holder, and Krivosheev of Russia. In the first semifinal this afternoon, America's top hope, Tom Murphy, failed to qualify, finishing sixth in the field of six. As they're in the backstretch for the first time, it is Siebert of the United States who has an early lead. Running second with him is Schmidt of Germany. And in third is Cunliffe for the USA. And here they come by the press box out of the Olympic Stadium for the first time. Still out in front is the American, Cunliffe for the USA. Running second is Schmidt of Germany. And third is Snell of New Zealand with Siebert of the USA now running fourth. Into the far turn, Cunliffe maintains the lead. Siebert is now running in third as the field begins to stretch out. Mohns of Belgium has moved up into second. In the back stretch, it is still Cunliffe for the United States. Mohns of Belgium coming up fast. And Siebert of the United States now fading back to fourth. That is Mohns of Belgium, who has taken over the lead from Cunliffe, who is tired visibly. And now Siebert of the United States is making his bid on the outside. But it is Mohns of Belgium, the world record holder, who has the lead at this moment. Schmidt of Germany is in second. Coming up fast on the outside is Siebert. Siebert trying to make a challenge for it, but Snell of New Zealand has come in to challenge Mohns, and it is going to be Mohns of Belgium and Snell of New Zealand. America will not qualify for the 800-meter finals. Siebert and Cunliffe finish fourth and fifth, and as Tom Murphy finished out in sixth place in the first semifinal, the United States has failed to qualify anyone for the 800-meter finals, which will be run later on in these Olympic Games. You'll recall, of course, Tom Courtney set an Olympic record of 1 minute 47 and 7/10 seconds in winning in a great race down in Melbourne, Australia. And the United States was the defending champion, but in the first semifinal this afternoon, Tom Murphy finished sixth in the field of six, and here from the second semifinal, Cunliffe and Siebert have finished fourth and fifth, and they do not qualify either. This is Jim Simpson at the Summer Olympics in Rome.
Don't miss out on this great opportunity. A gift bottle of famous My Sin Perfume by Lanvin is yours when you visit the Sylvania dealer who carries amazing new Sylvania reflection-free TV. The perfume is a gift at most dealers for a limited time only. If you're not sure of the name of the Sylvania TV dealer nearest you, then phone the Sylvania TV wholesale distributor listed in the yellow pages of your major city telephone directory under television. Remember the name Sylvania TV. Join us again tomorrow for another report on the 1960 Summer Olympics brought to you by Sylvania, world-famous maker of reflection-free television and of radio, stereo high-fidelity, and photo flashbulbs. This is Monty Hall, NBC Sports.
Monitor continues the Olympic coverage this weekend on NBC.